What on earth are you thinking? To think effectively, it helps to have some understanding of how the mind and body work to create thoughts. In particular, to explore how the thinking brain and thinking heart make connections. I know that your head may have just taken a double take, and the thought you may be having is, what does she mean by the thinking heart? Is she a woo-woo nut job who doesn't understand the anatomy of the human? I'm not. Stay with me. The brain and the heart have energetic circuits. They're both organs that receive, process, and give instructions to the body. In simple terms, something happens. An external event occurs, or something outside of us stimulates us, causing us to notice it. The mind and heart receives it. A thought and or an emotion are created, almost in a flash. It's so fast we can't even contemplate or compute the statistical significance of it before we've taken it in. What we think and or feel comes so fast we can't control it. It just is. It sits there as a pleasant or unpleasant thought and or feeling. We create a belief in the head and or a feeling about it. We may not even recognise it, or be able to name what kind of thought or feeling it is yet. Sometime later, those thoughts and feelings pop up as reminders of that event or stimulus. The thoughts and feelings sometimes pop up when we least expect them. Those thoughts or feelings may delight, confuse, or distress us. It depends on our context and how quickly we can assess and make sense of them. The thoughts are generated in the brain, the feelings are generated in the heart. They're both at play. Scientists, like any other group with expert opinion, agree and disagree on which comes first or is more influential, depending on their own research and experience. It doesn't really matter which is predominant and which is faster or superior, the head or the heart. What matters is that you understand that when we think with more than the head. Our inner workings are a complex system that generates thoughts and feelings so fast that most of the time we just simply cannot catch them.